Chapter 4, The Soul. To answer the questions of who and why concerning Adam of the Old Testament, one must first understand what is meant by the term soul. If you take a piece of clay and make it into something, you are taking something that is already here and changing it into what you want it to be. Is that what God did with man? Genesis chapter 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." We already determined God's likeness from John 4:24. God is a spirit. Thus it would make sense that when God made man in his image, he added a spirit to the animal man, creating human beings. I already mentioned how the Apostle Paul wrote of celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies in his reference to human beings. Therefore, human being could be defined as the combination of a free will angelic spirit and the flesh body of a man. The spirit portion of a human being is called a soul, a title identifying it as a spirit which has been entered into a human flesh body. This statement is based on Scripture and at least makes good sense if one believes in spirits. However, all that said, one would still have to ask why. Why would God go to the trouble of adding spirits to the flesh bodies of man? Over the years, I have heard all sorts of explanations, none of which makes good sense. Some preach that God created human beings for his own glory. Others speculate that the reason Satan and his evilness continue to exist, even though it is assumed that God could destroy the devil and all evil instantly, is because God wants us to suffer at Satan's pleasure so that we might ultimately see the glory in God. Is it just me, or does such an explanation contradict the image of a righteous, fair God? And if it makes no sense to me, a man who grew up in the church, it will likely make even less sense to the educated youth of today and in the future. So, can I make some sort of hypothesis based on Scripture as to why God would enter spirits into flesh bodies on earth? I'll try. Most of the Bible centers on a battle between good versus evil. God is good. The devil Satan is evil. We already determined that Satan, Lucifer, the devil, and his followers were angelic spirits cast out of heaven. So, we ask, where did they go? Revelation 12:9. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Those spirits came to earth. Good or bad, were not those spirits cast out of heaven God's children, God's angelic spiritual children? In Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells three stories. One is of the lost sheep. It describes how a shepherd would leave his flock and search for one lost sheep, and the joy of finding that one lost sheep. The church's interpretation is that the Lord Jesus is our shepherd, and he wants us back, no matter how sinful we have become. He wants his lost sheep to return to him. The second story describes how diligently a woman searches for her lost silver coin, and the celebration she holds upon finding it. Does God consider the spirits within human beings to be his treasures? The story might indicate that when one of his spirits is lost, God wants it to return to him. The third parable is about the prodigal son. In this story, Jesus describes a father's love for a son who did everything wrong, left his father's domain, eventually realized his need for the Father, and returned with humility. Instead of rejecting the Son, the Father threw a celebration. Would God not feel the same about his prodigal, angelic, spiritual children, the ones cast out with Lucifer, Would he not celebrate if they could somehow redeem themselves and return to heaven? To believe in God and the Bible, do we have to assume that God creates a new spirit each time a human being is conceived? Or is there another more logical biblical explanation? When I read the Bible as a whole, I get the feeling that the spirits within human beings are in fact those prodigal angelic spirits cast out of heaven for going against God's will. If God creates angelic spirits with a free will, are they still falling out of grace in heaven? And if so, does God continue to cast them out? Does he continue to cast them out into the earth? Could God use the earth and our flesh bodies as a place of penance, a testing ground to see if the spirits cast out can become worthy of returning to heaven? Could it be that when the spirits cast out of heaven become the souls of humanity, they are offered the chance to live an earthly life according to the will of God? Then, at the death of their flesh bodies, said spirits, if judged worthy, might be accepted back into heaven. The overall Bible story indicates that earth is the place where spirits unworthy of heaven are cast with an opportunity of redemption. Earth is a testing place to see if God's prodigal spirits might regain entry into heaven to the positions they, we, our spirits held before this world. Is it really that simple? To determine what it takes to gain that reentry, we must acquire an understanding of sin and judgments.